We are privileged this morning to have the Missoula campus of Teen Challenge with us this morning, and so I'm just going to turn the rest of us over to them. Obviously, we've got communion. We want to celebrate after they're done, but you guys have your time, and please share with us.
Can you hear me if I just talk in this? Okay. Okay. Hi, I'm Holly, and I'm a staff member at Teen Challenge, and we would like to thank you for inviting us into your lovely church today. I would like to start today just by giving a little bit of information about Teen Challenge. Most of you know about Teen Challenge, but some people have never heard of us, and the name Teen Challenge can be deceiving because we really don't have teens in Teen Challenge. It started out, David Wilkerson started it out back in New York, and he opened the first Teen Challenge Center in 1960. And we do have Teen Challenge centers for teens now in different places in the United States, but we are for grown women in Missoula. We are the only Teen Challenge in Montana. We are trying to get one in Great Falls for men right now. That's in the works, so you might want to be praying for that when you're having some prayer time. Teen Challenge has 250 centers in the United States for men and women, and we have 1,200 centers in 95 different countries worldwide. Teen Challenge is designed to help people who are suffering with life-controlling issues to live successfully, soberly, and drug-free. And our hope is that our women will learn to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We believe that all things are possible through Christ. And what I'd like to say first is Teen Challenge does not save people. God saves people. And he is our cornerstone. And everything that we teach in Teen Challenge is biblical. And we believe that when people can have a relationship with God, an intimate relationship with God, that God heals the rest. So it's a program that it's a proven program. They've been around for many years, I believe almost 60 years. We are to date the most successful treatment center worldwide. We have an 86% success rate. It's a year-long program. It's a long program. It's a tough program. But the girls who stick it out and finish it, it's the best thing that ever happened to them. So before I go on, I'd just like to tell you, because some of you may be shocked at some of the statistics that are in the United States, because it's a very sad truth. Overdose deaths tripled in women ages 54 through 64 between 1999 and 2010. That's tripled. 40% overdose deaths are women from prescription painkillers. Mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters are dying at rates that we have never seen before. In 2009, Forbes magazine stated that Missoula, Montana is the drug capital of the nation. Montana has been slated number 2 for illicit drug use and 4th for alcohol consumption. Missoula, Montana is number 1 in the state of both for both. $51 billion were spent last year on waging a war on drugs. The U.S. has 23 million addicts, and it's an American tragedy. It's actually an epidemic in the United States. But Teen Challenge is a place for women to overcome. And that's what we do there. And these women get up every day and they have devotions, and they have a very, sometimes it can feel grueling schedule, but they are learning. I see every day they just constantly talking about what God's doing in their life. And it's just such a blessing to me. And I would like to say that I am a living, breathing testimony to Teen Challenge, because 4 years ago, I went through a year of Teen Challenge myself. And God always has a plan for your life, even when you're 50 years old. And so I went through a year Teen Challenge, and God gave me another job up in Hamilton at the Shepherd's House, and I worked there for a year. And I just finished 2 years at the University of Montana for my licensed addiction counseling. And Jan Henderson called me last year and asked me if I would come be a staff member. So Teen Challenge works, and that's how God works, and there's nothing too big for him. So I would just like to have Alexandra come up today. We're going to start with her. She has written a poem, and the poem is a testimony. The poem is about her. So she's going to come up and share today.
Hi. I'm Alexandra, and for 4.5 years before I came to Teen Challenge, I was homeless, broken, and alone. I dealt with abusive relationships, and I was so heavily into drugs that my mother barely recognized me. So this poem is my story. I am I, and I am she, and I am you, and you are me. All together, we are we, building our recovery. We are desperate, scared, cursed, alone, living in our broken homes. I carried my Bible through the park where I lived in frozen dark. I used my Bible to start a fire, entertaining the greatest liar. Now this tale turns to she. Please remember, she is me, struggling with sobriety. God and Satan disagree. The devil laughed. See, God, see how easily she turns to me. She burned your book. She will not pray. She goes with me for fun and play. She is too sick. She will not sway. You cannot save her soul. No way. I give her gifts, her toys and treasures. I offer her my worldly pleasures. I have faith, the Lord proclaimed, that someday she will know my name. Listen up, the devil exclaimed. She will never know your name. She is an addict. She is lost. She is dead inside. She hits her pipe and gives up life. She had a Bible. She didn't read it. She burned your book. She didn't need it. God just smiled. She may not have looked inside it. She needed warmth, and I provided. My little girl is chained to him, that darkest demon, king of sin. Tears are pouring down her face as she begs for my embrace. Her chains keep her bound and unmoving, crying out to no avail. I'm sorry, baby. You're choosing hell. Then Jesus appears. He hears her screams. He shatters her chains. Messiah, King. Because the darkness trembles, quakes in fear, because he knows salvation's near. Now she stands, rebuking him, this darkest demon, filthy sin. She takes up sword, a warrior freed, and she will prevail in the name of her King. And that's my story.
I got to use this because I move a little bit.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, saints. That's what it's about right there. That's Alexandra. She's been here with us for about 5 months now. She's working on her fifth month here. And we have seen a total transformation in her life. I mean, when she come, there was seemed to be no hope for her, you know, but God is faithful and he is the hope. He is her salvation, and she's growing more and more into him. And we're seeing the changes every day in her life, and it's such a blessing to see God moving in her life. Well, my name's Kelly. I'm an intern at Teen Challenge. I have about 3 months left in my internship, and then I'll be starting to work as their outreach coordinator. So I'll be doing this a lot. This will be what I'll be doing. So it's such a blessing to be here. I want to thank you all for letting us come. I wanted to just share some things with y'all this morning, just for a minute. I went through the program myself. I graduated from the Alabama Teen Challenge after living a life on the streets for many years on crack cocaine. I ended up in prison. I was bound by the label of mental illness since a child, and I was on all kinds of medication, in and out of mental hospitals, state mental hospitals. I was declared by the world and labeled by the world as schizophrenia, borderline bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder. But guess what? I haven't had no medication in 5 years. 5 years, I'm standing here clothed and in my right mind, you know. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I have that sound mind today, and I could not have done that without Jesus, you know. He died on the cross for each one of us, and there's a way to get to him, and that's through Jesus, to get to the Father. And I have a way that I like to worship. I'm a very much into sign language, interpretive dance, and creative expression. And I just wanted to worship this morning. I want y'all to just join me in worship. We're going to go to the throne room this morning and just worship the Lord. And just let the Lord minister to your hearts. You know, for the word says, in his presence is the fullness of joy. And you know, I've been feeling pretty heavy this morning. I'll be honest. It's been a struggle this morning just to get here. But God's faithful. I'm here. I for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. And I just want to praise the Lord. And I want to usher in his presence today and just let his spirit just flow. So y'all enjoy this. as I hear this song, think about the Lord and the beauty of His holiness. That's how we're to come to the Lord. It's through the beauty of His holiness. To worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. It wasn't nothing about what I've done, but it's about what He done. That He died on the cross for me way back on Calvary. And He knew I'd be here today in Montana. From all the way from Alabama, He brought me to Montana. I didn't even know where Montana was on the map. But you know what? God is faithful that He took me and planted me here with an awesome ministry that I'm able to minister to beautiful ladies every day and can bring hope because all things work together for the good to those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And I loved Him, and I cried out one day from the prison cell. God said, "Be still and know that I am God. For my salvation is here, that I come to seek to save that which is lost." So if there's anyone out there that don't know Jesus, He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And no one can come to the Father but by Him. Y'all can come too by the blood of Jesus. I just want to say this. I got a lot to say, but I'm going to try to. I can stay up and preach all day, but I ain't here to preach. That's His job. But these girls, I've seen so many changes. You know, we got a lot of new ones that just come, and I'm seeing them. I'm starting to see that glow, that Jesus glow of just being in His presence. It's a hard program. 1 year to be away, but it's worth it. I'm a living testimony. I have 2.5 years clean today off of crack cocaine. No longer am I running the streets. No longer am I addicted to crack. I got the rock, and Jesus is His name. Well, me and the girls, we're going to do a cardboard testimony. You know, the Word says we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb in the word of our testimony. Each of our lives, hold on 1 second. Each of our lives are a story. You know, we were all spared to share. Every one of them here has been through struggles with drugs, struggles with depression, struggles with anger. We've been labeled as misfits. For real, that's what we were labeled as. That we'd never make it, never amount to anything. But guess what? But God, He's faithful. He saw us. He said He brought us out of that miry clay and put our feet upon a rock. So we're going to go ahead and get y'all signs, girls, and we're going to line up, and we're going to tell a story. Y'all enjoy this. God bless you.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope. If I told you my story, you would hear love that never gave up. And if I told you my story, you would hear life, but it wasn't mine. praising my Savior all the day long.
Now, isn't God good? Every one of these ladies has a story to tell. And we are all spared to tell that story and our testimony of how we can overcome. And that's only by the blood of Jesus and the Lamb of God that's come for each one of us. You know, when God died on the cross, he thought of each one of you. Y'all might have come from some broken homes yourself. You might have been sitting on a church pew all your life. I was raised in church by my grandparents. Thank God for a praying grandma. I wouldn't be here today. But God, in his grace, there were seeds planted in my life many years ago. You know, the word says, train a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart. And when we plant seeds into other people's lives, whether it be a word, whether it be time, whether it be within our finances of sowing into a ministry that God has used and showed itself proven, you know, with the success rates that you heard today. It takes resources. It takes prayers, you know. If you can't sow into our ministry by resources, it's an opportunity to pray. You know, the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And God has you here to pray. All of us are here to pray for one another. Confess our faults to one another. Pray for one another that we might be healed. We all need one another, you know. Whether it's to go abroad and preach the gospel. Whether it's to sit in a prayer closet, just like in war room. Sit there and pray. You know, whatever your calling is, God has called you to do that, and we're supposed to do it faithfully. And the word says, when we are faithful in few, he will give you many. The reason I go into talking about finances and stuff, we have a program at Teen Challenge, and there's two of our students that are here. Once they get to a certain phase of the program, about 4 months in the program, they go to what they call phase four, and that's when we start going to churches and doing what we're doing today and trying to get sponsors, you know, just like they have the Feed the Children, the sponsorship, the little packet you get with the pictures in it and the little story about your child that you're sponsoring. We have one at the Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge. It costs $2,500 a month for us to do this program. So we, 50% of the money that's made, like at our thrift stores, that goes towards it. And then we got family support, which some of us, when we come in, don't have our family. You know, I didn't have my family in my life anymore. And I come out of prison with all I had was my clothes. And there was a church that paid for me all through my program. They sponsor me. But we have a individual sponsorship packet here. One of our sponsees that are up is Alexandra. I got her packet right here just to show y'all. It has a picture of Alexandra in it. It has a little bit about herself, her birthday. You get to know her a little bit. It has a stationery in here where you can send her letters. It has just different needs, praying for her, and just little brochures and stuff. But it's $35 a month for the whole year, which she's 4 months in, so that would be $35 a month, or it's $420 for the whole year. Yeah, she'll be here 5 tomorrow. So she keeps, trust me, you do that, you count down. It's just something that comes naturally. But yes. But also I want to call Lana up here. Lana is looking for a sponsor herself. And she just got to the phase about a month ago where she started getting sponsors. And she wants to share what it meant to her.
This is only my second speech, so I'm kind of nervous. Hello, I'm Lana Valentine from Wenatchee, Washington. I was addicted to crystal meth for... I was addicted to crystal meth that made my life unmanageable. With my life spinning out of control, I was losing my family and friends all around me who meant the world to me. I heard about Teen Challenge through a family friend and law enforcement individual who knew it was a Christian-based 12-month program, and he heard it also had a very high success recovery rate. I walked through the Missoula Campus Adult and Teen Challenge doors on October 22, 2015, with one word given to me from my Lord Jesus Christ. This word was vision. It will be 6 months, April 22nd, my anniversary date, and I'm very blessed to be here. Plus, I've been clean off of crystal meth for 1 year now. As February 28th is my sobriety date. I got a couple sponsors recently, and it made me very happy and excited to know I had local people praying and encouraging myself to keep pressing forward the race the Lord has set before me to finish for the glory of God. I surrendered my whole self, life, before the altar of the Lord the first month to authority. My flesh self kept rebelling, but as soon as the Lord gave me amazing strength, I was free from the bondage that was driving me to run or wanting to walk away. I'm just going to add right here that at age 51, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do my whole life because I miss my family very much. My anger issues have decreased, and I'm learning to forgive myself and others. I am closer to the Lord now than ever before and starting to trust and rely on Him in all areas of my life. I'm also learning to love myself again and know the Lord will help me receive my confidence within myself and spiritually. Lastly, I'm learning healthy boundaries, and the Lord is working miracles in myself, and I know that my Lord and Savior will continue leading me to the plan He has in store for me. Thank you for having all of us here today to share with you all, as this all so far has been the greatest gift from above, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that prayer works. This is the only way that we have to communicate with our Almighty God, our wonderful counselor, our peace and strength, comforter, our everlasting Father. The Holy Spirit has been working within me, and I know if anyone does not know the Lord shall have all these wonderful gifts as well, as long as you believe and trust in the Lord and ask Him into your heart and life to be your Lord and Savior. Thank you. Amen.
You know, some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. And that there is the increase. That's what the ministry here is all about, is sowing in to this ministry that's been around for many years, and that it's a successful ministry. And locally, you get to see lives changed. And it's an opportunity. And pray for us. We pray for you, and we want to... If you want to, come to the table back there, and we'll talk to you some more about sponsorship and see if we can get you a little packet and get you on your way, and you can begin your journey and be a part of these wonderful ladies' lives here. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you guys very much. And I know it takes a certain level of bravery to do some of that, as well as trust in the Lord to give you the words. So thank you guys very much. We're going to end our time together with communion this morning. And so let me just share a few words in preparation for that, and then we will celebrate the Lord's Supper together. But It's a blessing to celebrate the Lord's Supper together because the Lord's Supper reminds us of what makes life transformations like we just saw possible, right? During the Lord's Supper, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for our sins. We remember his body broken on the cross for us. We remember his blood shed on the cross for us. His sacrifice inaugurated the new covenant that God had planned for his people, a new covenant which promised, among many things, that God's Spirit would dwell in his people and that God's people would be given new hearts that would be empowered to live in obedience to him. And we've got some, not only do we have lots of living, breathing examples of that, but we've got some testimonies we heard this morning about that, didn't we? So in a few minutes, when we eat together, remember that that tiny piece of cracker points us to the broken body of Jesus, hung on the cross as our substitute, as our Passover lamb. When we drink together, remember that that tiny cup of juice points us to the shed blood of Jesus, his lifeblood shed to cover our sins. Taking communion or the Lord's Supper is a serious time. The Apostle Paul calls on us to examine ourselves and to not take communion in an unworthy manner. Paul wrote those things to a church that was not unified and was filled with strife. They are a reminder to us that if we harbor grudges or have unforgiveness in our heart toward a Christian brother or sister, we should let the communion elements pass by and first seek reconciliation with them. As well, communion is for believers. The bread and the cup, they're not magical. If there is any blessing that comes from participating, it only comes in partnership with a faith relationship in Jesus Christ. And so if you're a believer this morning, we don't care if you're here for the first time or you've been a member for all your life. If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, please join us this morning. I'm going to call the servers up. And as they come up, what we're going to do is we'll pray like we do typically, but for those of you that are new, pray for the bread. We'll pass it out. When you receive it, hold it in your hand, and we will eat together, and then we'll do the same for the cup. We'll pray for it. We'll pass it out. When you receive it, hold it, and then we will drink together. So, Chuck, if you could come and pray for the bread this morning.
Heavenly Father, you paid the price that we could not pay. You allowed a most terrible death to pay for the sins that were committed, have been committed, will ever be committed. You let your body be broken for us. Lord, when we take this communion in remembrance of you and the amount of love that it took for you to pay that price for us, Lord, may our hearts, our spirits be worthy. And Lord, may we never forget how much you loved us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray for the cup. Lord and Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning. And we are in awe of the great love that you have shown to us. As we think about people around us, there are a very small list of people that we would be willing to die for. Probably our closest family, our closest friends. And yet, Lord, you tell us in your word that you demonstrated your love for us, that your son died on the cross for us while we were your enemies, while we were still sinners, while we were in rebellion against you, while we didn't even have a relationship with you. And that you reached out and inaugurated that relationship. And you did it through the shed blood of your son. His lifeblood poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. And so as we drink together this morning, may our eyes be upon you, Lord, the awesome God who loved us enough to pay the ultimate price to reconcile us to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. again in 1 Corinthians 11, in the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Thank you, servers. You may be seated. As soon as these guys are seated, we'll close our service in prayer. Just a reminder, Teen Challenge has got a table back there. And so take some time to take a look at that and visit with some of the girls. And if the Lord is laying a sponsorship opportunity in your heart, take advantage of that too, please. Let's come before the Lord in prayer as we close. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the life changer. And we can look at our own hearts and our own lives, and we can see the changes that you have wrought. Maybe some of us over a period of 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But for these ladies, that change is so dramatic and so amazing and so miraculous. And we thank you for bringing them here so they can share some of that with us. It's an incredible encouragement to remember, to be reminded, Lord, that you are the transformation agent. That you come into a life and it's your goal to remake us and reshape us and conform us to the image of your Son. And we thank you that you're doing that in all who trust in you. And so as we go from here, Lord, as we go back into our normal weeks and go to work tomorrow or whatever we've got going on, Lord, I pray that some of the testimonies, some of the things we heard, we saw, some of the reminders about your ability to just bring change to a life, I pray that we would remember those. And that we would see your power at work in each of us in that same way. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen.